This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. How can you listen to this show? Every single weekday, I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can listen on SiriusXM 158. And you can listen by asking a smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I've been hanging out for an hour. Thank you so much to Sam Quinn, who joined us last hour to talk about, well, the NBA playoffs. Like right now, we got a game. The Indiana Pacers are trying to finish off the Milwaukee Bucks. The Pacers lead 31-24. 2 hours from now, we got another game as the New York Knicks are in Philadelphia trying to finish off the 76ers. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. A lot to get into. In a few minutes, I'm going to talk about a quarterback in the NFL who might be facing a change. The Phoenix Suns say that they don't have to make big changes to stay in championship contention. I didn't know that they were in championship contention, given what we just saw from them getting swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves. Ezekiel Elliott speaks and appears to be very happy to be a Dallas Cowboy again, says he's going to throw it back into the time machine. I will believe it when I see it. Philadelphia 76ers, the organization is buying tickets, has bought tickets to give away to fans to try to ensure that Knicks fans do not take over the Sixers' home, the Wells Fargo Center. We'll get into that next hour. There's a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. You use the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Right before we went to break, we talked about like changes in the NBA. We looked at people and teams that need to do something different to get a different outcome. And some teams, quite frankly, they just look screwed. Clippers, to me, screwed. An aging old roster, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and James Harden. Yuck. Bring out the Canes. What else? What else can we give them, Hickey? They need Canes and
Walkers.
Icy Hot?
Icy Hot, yep. Extra strength glasses.
Extra strength, like the ones where the eyeballs are blurry, right?
Exactly right. Make sure, you know, you can see properly.
Yeah.
That's important.
They need all of that. You got the Suns. We'll get into them because I think their owner is delusional. He spoke to the media, and it was just hilarious. And these teams are stuck. And I'm going to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers right now because this is a team that you could have considered to have been stuck at the end of last season. Somehow, someway, they still win, right? People want to fire Mike Tomlin. The Steelers go 10-7. They get Kenny the Pickett the hell up on out of there. He gets traded out to Philadelphia. They bring in Russell Wilson. Don't got to pay him nothing but a couple million dollars just to offset his former contract with the Broncos. Russell Wilson is going to be a free agent at the end of the season. And then they bring in Justin Fields for only a sixth-round pick. It only moves to a fourth-rounder if he plays. And Justin Fields is also on an expiring contract. And so why the hell am I talking about change with the Steelers? Yeah, they brought in two starting quarterbacks from last season. Only one guy can play quarterback at a time. But the big change might come with Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has made it very clear that Russell Wilson, given his experience, given his resume, given his championship, I can't say championships, his championship experience, that he's gonna get the first crack at losing the job. Do I think Russell Wilson is just going to lose this job to Justin Fields? No, I don't. I always thought that if we saw Justin Fields, it would be a little bit of smoke and mirrors, deception, smoke, mirrors, jump, flash lights. It'd be a whole lot of shenanigans to try to screw up the opposing team's defense. And every now and then, maybe they put him out there behind center and shotgun to just scare people a little bit, right? Oh, my God, Justin's on the field. Is he going to run? Is he going to pass? Oh, no. We got an additional wrinkle about Justin Fields and his role during what else? A podcast. Hickey, did you know Cam Hayward had a podcast?
I did not. Now I do.
I did, too. And we can go ahead and thank, well, one of his teammates, Jalen Warren, on the Steelers, okay? Because he was on his teammate Cam Hayward's podcast, and he was asked, Jalen, about whether or not he wanted to return kicks. And keep in mind, folks, this upcoming NFL season, we have new rules when it comes to the kickoff, okay? The kickers will kick from the 35-yard line, and instead of all the other players like lining up alongside the kicker, the other 10 players are going to be down the field. This is almost going to be like a little bit of a scrum. The kickoff team is going to be closer to the receiving team, and they want to take away some of the collisions by pretty much having them closer together. And as a part of this new rule, you're going to have the ability to have at least, quote unquote, two players who were designated to return the football. So behind that line for the returning team, you have two guys that you can say, oh, they're eligible to go out there and return the football. And so the NFL is looking for a little bit more action when it comes to the kickoff. Instead of these, like, oh, that ball out the end zone, let's just go ahead and line up. And they want to have a safer game. And so Jalen Warren was asked about being one of these return guys. And listen to this conversation between him and Cam Hayward.
I mean, I would. I think it's pretty cool. As soon as you touch the ball, that's when everything, you know, starts to happen. Our offense or our special teams coordinator was talking about Justin Fields being back there. What? We're like, hold on.
Whoa, you breaking news already?
We looked at him like, Justin Fields about to be that back there? And, you know, it's, I don't know. I think it's cool.
What? He thinks it's cool to have Justin Fields back there? Does Justin Fields think that it's cool? The quarterback is now kind of relegated to being the return guy? Is that cool? And let me remind you about this. When the rule changed, when the rule passed, I should say, the first thing the Pittsburgh Steelers did is give Cordarrelle Patterson a new contract. Well, they signed him. Played here in Atlanta for the Falcons. He has more kickoff return touchdowns than anybody in NFL history. 9. The Steelers signed him to hopefully go out there and change the world and get him a return touchdown. That's why they brought him in. And the other guy could potentially be Justin Fields, a kickoff returner. Like, what a way to fall off as a quarterback. I mean, look, if Russell Wilson is going to have the job, then if Justin Fields wants to go out there and play, then he might have to settle with being a returner. But doesn't that chop him off at the legs from making some money? I mean, people know you for what the hell you are. And if you're going to be out there and you don't throw the football, if you're not a quarterback, and people start to recognize you as a quote-unquote return guy, your value is going to plummet in the NFL. I mean, it's enough that you got players that come into the league almost on a consistent basis, and people go, oh, he's a super athlete. He's a quarterback. Can we make him a wide receiver? Can we make him a running back? I mean, we've heard this before, right? Lamar Jackson, man, MVP, MVP. There's people who still say to this man, hey, he'd be better off as a running back wide receiver. Like, kill that noise. It's done. I mean, we got a guy in Taysom Hill. What does he do? Hickey, what does he do? Does he out of position? He just shows up, right?
He just shows up and finds his way on the field.
It's whatever he needs to do. I mean, I remember at one point in time, remember Terrell Pryor out of Ohio State? This man, yeah, he started off as a quarterback, and I think it was with the Jets. He became a wide receiver. Remember that?
Yes. You got to do what you got to do. Reinvent yourself if you can't play one position. He's athletic enough to at least try.
If you're Justin Fields and you're trying to be a quarterback and you know the salaries that a quarterback makes, and even if you have to sit down a year, do you want to be a returner? Because, I mean, at that point, you're like, hey, look at this glorified special teams dude over here. And that would be like a career, I don't want to say a death knell, but I don't think anybody would look at him and go, hey, let's bring this quarterback in here. He'd be kind of tossed around like, yes, he'd just kind of be tossed around. What do you think about that, Hickey?
No, you're right. Like you said, if the Steelers bring him in and they don't even really give him a fair shake, or I guess even if they do, if he can't beat out Russell Wilson this year and they say, okay, well, you're not better than Russ, we don't really trust you as a backup, so we're just going to put you on the field as basically a weapon, and in this new kickoff, we're going to put you back there, see if we can get maybe one or two big returns a game. I'm with you. That puts a significant dent on his chance to play quarterback again. Like, how can you be another team after this season? Like, yeah, we want to bring him in as our quarterback, even though last year the Steelers didn't trust him and they just put him on special teams.
Yeah, he's behind the eight ball. And so Justin Fields, and we know about how great of an athlete he is. It's also been said that he is the fastest player on the Steelers right now. Okay, whether or not that's true, we don't know. We ain't clocking anybody's 40. We have no idea. We do know he is fast as hell. Justin Fields is 25 years old. Okay, he just turned 25. In March. He's 25 years old later on this year. This is going to be his only age 25 football season, and he is going to be competing with Russell Wilson, hoping that he throws a football. And the only way maybe we see him start is if Russell Wilson goes down. And so let's think about this. I hate to hit the fast forward button. And so this year is done. Justin Fields is a free agent. We don't know the circumstances. And now he's a free agent. He didn't play too much. And I don't know, maybe he returned the ball, and now he's out here floating around. 26 years old. We're just going to sign a free agent quarterback who didn't throw a ball in a year? Like, it's nonsense. And when you think about the quarterback pool, it gets bigger and bigger every draft. Justin Fields, even right now at 25 years old, sorry, Michael Penix, even at 25 years old right now for Justin Fields, he'd be an old guy. I mean, look at the quarterbacks that were just drafted into the NFL. Hickey, was that last week? This time last week, right?
1 week ago.
Does it feel like 2 or 3 weeks, or is it just me?
Oh, it feels like a month ago, to be honest.
Huh. Time flies. We got Bo Nix and Drake May and Penix. We got Caleb Williams. Hickey, who am I missing? It was six of them.
J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings, yeah. We got these new quarterbacks who have just come into the league. And Justin Fields, who we've seen play in the NFL, is supposed to get a new shot? Like, come on. This would be, I don't want to say career suicide. If I were Justin Fields, I would be upset that this was even shared publicly by Jalen Warren. If I were Justin Fields, even putting this thought into the atmosphere for public consumption and criticism, I would want nothing to do with it. Justin Fields, whoever the hell his agent is, has to be upset that this has been proposed and said publicly. And I know they laughed and ha-ha-ha'd and he-he-he'd about what the coach thought. Keep it to yourself. You're screwing up Justin Fields' money. It's enough that the Steelers don't want to pick up his contract option for next year. And it's another thing to even insinuate that he would be doing anything else besides playing quarterback next year. If I'm Justin Fields, I'm calling up Jalen Warren and I'm saying, bruh, shut up. You're messing up my money. You don't go from quarterback to being a return guy and just do backflips because it's the best career change. Most people want to play QB, not take a demotion, especially for Justin Fields, who, quite frankly, in the NFL, he's already been demoted. And now there are younger players that are on the board that people are going to give a damn about. How long is it going to take for people in Chicago to forget about Fields if Caleb Williams is leading them to victories? People wanted, oh, let's keep Fields. Let's keep Justin Fields. We don't need Caleb Williams. Man, people will stop that noise real quick, real fast, if they're winning. You won't see a Justin Fields jersey. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And speaking of being demoted, I don't know what the hell these folks are doing. The Dallas Cowboys have brought back Ezekiel Elliott. And then we got a coach here in Georgia. He ain't get demoted. They gave this man a raise. It's Kirby Smart. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Justin Fields, the return man. Good idea or bad idea? Justin Fields should run away from this one. We'll talk about this and more on the other side. Here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, bad and bougie. Okay. Anyway, I'm trying to think. Is somebody bad and bougie in the sports world? Nah, not really. Ain't nobody bad and bougie. Anyway, right before we went to break, we talked about Justin Fields. One of his own teammates, Jalen Warren, basically said, oh, yeah, we're thinking about using Justin as a return guy. I'm like, bruh. You know, I said Justin Fields and his agent should be ticked off about that. Mike Tomlin should be pissed about that. Like, I'm sure he got a call from Mike Tomlin, and he's just like, hey, why are you giving away state secrets? I mean, what if we wanted to do that in the first game of the regular season and just, you know, poof, right there on the field on a kickoff is Cordell Patterson and Justin Fields. Hickey, am I wrong? Like, everybody at the team, it may be Justin Fields the most, but everybody got to be pissed off at him for saying that.
That's a good point. And, like, if they were actually thinking about it, you're right. It would be, no one is ever preparing for that. So whenever you do see it debuted, week one, week four, week 10, whenever, it's like, oh, there's Justin Fields back there. Oh, wow, this is, you know, this has a chance to, you know, break one. You're right. Now, I mean, I'm not sure how many teams are going to take that seriously, but now at least it's on the radar. Right now it's something you think about.
Well, let me ask you this. If we're going throughout the course of the season, and the Steelers are doing good, I think they'll be okay. Probably compete for another wild card. Russell Wilson is the QB. Fields is rarely used. Do we not reach a point where he's kind of maybe, you know what? I'm thinking out loud while I say this. Like, would he not accept this just to get onto the football field? But then I think it's the bigger picture. There is no way in hell that I need to be looked upon as anything but a quarterback. Even if it's a backup somewhere else, I can't be looked upon as anything else.
I think you're right, because it's like one of those things, once you take the toothpaste out, and just even if it's just one return it and he doesn't even get the ball, it's tough to put the toothpaste then back in the tube. But if, to your point, like if you're the Steelers, he's on a one-year deal. If he loses the starting job and Russ is playing well, so now it's like you said, week 13, you're in contention and you need a weapon. Like, is it, like, from their perspective, it's, you have nothing to lose. If he gets hurt, okay, well, he's not under contract and, you know, he's not our quarterback of the future. So it's unfortunate, but it's not like your future's, you know, at risk. It's an interesting thought from Pittsburgh's perspective of why they'd want to do it. I get that.
Well, yeah, it's sure. From his perspective, crap. And let's look at the salaries here. Cordarrelle Patterson, he signed a 2-year, $6 million contract with the Steelers, okay? That is $3 million a season, okay? The best quarterback in the league right now is making 55. An average quarterback in the NFL is going to make about 40 to 45, and that's for someone who's just good. A backup quarterback, Joe Flacco, signed with the Colts, Hickey, for what, $8 million?
$8 million.
That's a legitimate backup that he's expected to play. And so if you are Justin Fields and you think about, man, I could make myself $3 million a year, or I could make myself even as a backup $10 million a year, or 8 or 7 or whatever. That's a drop off right there. And I get it. You think about Fields and his contracts and what he's made already in the NFL, all things considered. He's made about $20 million, okay, just from being drafted into the NFL. I think he'll be okay. But there's a difference between making that over 4 years and now making 50-plus every year, or making 10 every year. I am running away. You talk about being a returner, I am running away from that job. I'd rather be looked upon as a backup. Maybe I can boost my value at some point over the next several years. I mean, look, Geno Smith, all these seasons that he was a backup, had himself a good season, and he was rewarded by the Seahawks with that new deal. He, this upcoming season, Geno Smith, he's getting $27 million, okay? Run away from the return job. Stay away. Refuse to do it, damn it. And I guess you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because if Mike Tomlin says, hey, man, we want to trust you back there, do you want to do it or not? Who knows if that comes back to bite him? Oh, we wanted to give him a chance to play. He didn't want to play. He's screwed, Hickey. He's screwed.
You are right, because it's almost like a little bit like the Jets' Zach Wilson situation, where remember they wanted to have him start again, and he was basically hesitant before, basically, you know, publicly forced to go back into the starting spot late in the year. If that comes out, hey, the Steelers would love to put him on the field. They want to give him an opportunity to showcase his skill, and he's not going to do it as a backup quarterback, so they're going to put him there as a returner. But he said no. You know, he's being selfish. That label does get on you, you know, does get thrown on you pretty fast.
He doesn't have the heart to play. He doesn't have the intensity. He gave him a chance, and he didn't want it. It's hard knocks, man. Well, this is what happens. Look, I know the Bears didn't have the best roster. He wasn't the best quarterback. And so now he has to live with it. I mean, at least he got options, right? It's a cold world. Speaking of options, Ezekiel Elliott had options, and he decided to return to the Dallas Cowboys, and they decided to bring him back with Pollard now out of the picture. Now, Ezekiel Elliott, his rushing yards per game has basically decreased every single season. His yards per carry is decreased, and they gave him a deal. His base is like $1.5 million. He could make $3 million. And everybody's screaming from the mountaintops like this is something excellent. Like, Is a running back supposed to get better as he gets older? I think not. But the Dallas Cowboys, I guess they're in full spin mode. They want everybody to believe that bringing back Ezekiel Elliott is so awesome. A matter of fact, let's listen to his main man, Dak. They're best of buddies. Dak Prescott said, "Oh man, I'm so happy to have Ezekiel back in the building."
Yeah, super excited. Just obviously knowing our history, my experience with him as a brother, but in this case as a teammate, understanding what he brings to the team, just the locker room alone, the culture he sets. A guy that does everything the right way from the locker room to the field. He's a great guy that with us having a young team, bring guys in, people can follow and watch. Excited for him to be back. Know the threat that he's going to provide. Big-time playmaker, and obviously, I'm excited.
Oh. Hickey, what were they at a summer camp? All I heard was blast off.
They were at a home run derby event in Frisco, Texas.
Home run derby.
Home run derby. Zeke was there getting his hacks in as well. Probably is. I'm not even sure if the ink was dry in the contract. Just right out there.
Okay. Nothing wrong with a running back, you know, swinging a bat. Not too bad. Well, Ezekiel Elliott, he was asked about his return, and he had a short, sweet answer. Like, what you getting ready to do this year, man? What's up?
You know, I'm just down for this business. Here to take care
of. What the hell did he say, Hickey? What?
I know. My apologies there. He mumbles. It was unfinished business, and he's here to chase the ring. That's the question, or that's the answer to what are you here to prove this year?
A ring?
Chase a ring. Verbatim from Zeke.
You've seen the commercial. I think, is it Geico? Where I guess the evil guy has like a dollar bill on a fishing rod. And he's like, you got to be quicker than that. Isn't that Geico? You got to be quicker than that.
You got to
be
work quicker for than it. That. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, that's the Dallas Cowboys trying to win a championship. Like, if Ezekiel Elliott is out here chasing a ring and chasing a championship, he's chasing something that's unattainable. You know, tell me how much water. Wait, how much water is in the ocean? He can't do it. Hey, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? He cannot do it. How many stars are in the sky, Ezekiel Elliott? He cannot tell you. He can't do it. Now, I think winning a championship in the NFL is probably easier than anything that I just said. But for the Cowboys? Yeah, damn team running in place. They're going nowhere. You got to figure out how much money you want to pay Dak Prescott. You're kind of stuck in cement with him. He's probably going to throw 37 touchdowns and I don't know, 11 interceptions, and he'll go to the playoffs and play around and then get beat by, I don't know, J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. Like, this is what's in store for the Cowboys. I could see Ezekiel Elliott right now standing on the sideline, hands on his hips, looking miserable. Good luck. I could see Jerry Jones' eyes about to pop out of his head as he threatens everybody on a week-to-week basis. Mike McCarthy is going to go, and we'll take care of Dak. He's like an evil cartoon character. Hickey, you ever seen him in South Park, Jerry Jones?
No.
Yeah, they had him in. They created Jerry Jones in South Park.
How is he? I'm sure the accent was spot on.
I don't know if he spoke.
Oh. He was just there.
He was just there in the his suite. Yeah, I'll send you a picture. Okay.
All right.
All right, I'll send you a photo. He's just in the suite with company. Let's put it that way.
Is he like? Does he have a shocked or like sad face? Because anytime they go to the suite when they're losing, he kind of sits there like he can't believe what he's seeing every time.
He has no expression on his face.
Expressionless.
His eyeballs are blinking. And hey, knock yourselves out, folks. Google Jerry Jones in South Park, and accurate description, I guess. Accurate. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you about Ezekiel Elliott, happy to be back with the Cowboys. I told you about Justin Fields, probably not happy that, you know, word is now circulating that he might be utilized as a return guy. If you're a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, you may not be happy with what's going to happen with Rashee Rice. Or it may be better than you expect. We'll talk about it on the other side. We got to get into this ticket situation in Philadelphia. Caitlin Clark is also moving tickets all over the country. So we have a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay. Little Isley Brothers. Okay. Yeah, Notorious B.I.G. went to town on this too. I love them all. Isleys, Biggie, they're amazing. I love it when they call me Big Papa. Anyway, we talked about Ezekiel Elliott. Got himself a new contract with the Cowboys. He said one of the most hilarious things ever, that he is here to chase the ring. And chase the ring is what he will do, because there's a good chance that he will not catch it. We talked about Justin Fields. It's been insinuated in the public via his teammate Jalen Warren that he might be returning kicks this upcoming season. Wow. That would certainly push Justin Fields and his salary down. Because as we all know, the Steelers said no thanks to picking up his fifth-year option. And Justin Fields is going to be a free agent at the end of the year, along with Russell Wilson. Somebody who doesn't have to worry about a contract until 2033. He's a coach. He's a coach here in Georgia. He's a football coach. He won back-to-back national championships. It's Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart today agreed to a raise. Instead of making a $10 million a year, Kirby Smart will now make $13 million a year over the next 10 years. If you can do math, that is $130 million. Kirby Smart not going anywhere for the Georgia Bulldogs. Pretty wild stuff. I mean, Nick Saban is gone. And let's be real here. Ain't no guarantee that he's going to stick around, you know, for the next 10 years. But given Kirby Smart and his age, he is not elderly. Kirby Smart is only, let me say this again, he is only 48 years old. It is a reality that he could stick around for the duration of this contract. And if the Georgia Bulldogs can keep on winning like they have done over the past few years, especially with Alabama in a little bit of a reset with Kellen DeBoer, there's a good chance that, hey, you know, Georgia might pick up another national championship or two. They were certainly upset by Alabama this past season. Don't remind me. Couldn't even get into the college football playoff. But Kirby Smart getting rewarded. He's the guy on the senior circuit right now. He is the flavor du jour. Hickey, am I missing anything? He is now, he's the head honcho. I don't think there is another coach that's active everybody had to kiss Nick Saban's ring. But am I missing something? Like, Kirby Smart is now the dude at the top of the heap.
Absolutely. Absolutely face of the sport. I think you're 100% right. Now, there are guys clawing at him. Like, Saban was the face of the sport really since Alabama when they won their first title. What was it, 09? Right? And he was on his own perch. Everyone else was below him. I think there's a chance you could see guys like Dan Lanning, maybe Kalen DeBoer, maybe Ryan Day get up on the same perch, the same mantle, if you will, as Kirby Smart someday. But right now, it's Kirby, and he is all alone.
Yeah, he's by himself. And even here in Georgia, nobody has a bad word to say about him. He stays out of controversy. I can't tell you anything that I can ever remember that he said that is just, wild and outrageous. I mean, Nick Saban was a lightning rod. It didn't matter whether or not he was in a press conference or whether he was on the field after a game where he told you, I'm not going to answer any of your damn questions. Like, we've seen that from Nick Saban. Hickey, what the hell has Kirby Smart ever said in his life?
The only thing I remember, which I loved, was the fact that after they won the second national title and back-to-back, he said, well, this is actually a bad thing because now this is going to breed complacency.
Yeah. And was he telling a lie?
To say that literally minutes after winning your second national title in a row, definitely didn't expect that. Well, but outside of that, one quote more because it's just funny. No, I couldn't tell you one other thing that Kirby Smart has said that's
nothing.
Yeah, anywhere near memorable.
And how about this? There is another guy in Dabo Sweeney. He also has two national championships. But he's not, I don't know, he's not looked upon the same type of way. You know, why do you think that is? Because he's a jerk?
I was just going to say, I think part of his personality that he's very defiant.
Abrasive.
Yes. and willing to double down on his beliefs, even though things may suggest what you're doing is wrong. And then you have the viral rant against the caller. I think it was Tyler from Spartanburg.
Oh, my God.
That produced a 10-minute basically reading of Dabo's resume. For any of the doubters there, yeah, he is a lightning rod. And I think also you kind of seeing Clemson, the time pass them by, I think it's also part of the reason why, even though they are the same in terms of national title wins, obviously Kirby right now won them more recently, flavor of the month.
Yeah, yeah, Dabo needs Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson to come back. That's what he needs. That's what he needs.
Do they have any extra eligibility? I mean, Deshaun Watson probably right now could use it.
Do you want to send Deshaun Watson back to a college campus?
When you put it that way, probably not. Probably not.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. You don't want that. And Trevor Lawrence, he's in Jacksonville. He has Mac. What a life. I just told you about Justin Fields. Justin Fields is now back in, not back. He's in Pittsburgh. He might be relegated to returning kicks. Maybe, maybe not. And then here you got a guy in Mac Jones. Gets drafted, comes out of Alabama, goes and plays in New England. I feel like Bill Belichick had him locked in the basement. He maybe threw him some water and some bread every now and then. And Mac Jones is originally from Jacksonville, Florida. And so now he is back in Jacksonville as a backup quarterback at home carrying bags for Trevor Lawrence. You want to talk about a guy that won't get a shot or a chance unless Trevor Lawrence is split in half? Mac Jones, Hickey, that got a sting, right? Like, Mac Jones has to be taking the approach of, and this is all these quarterbacks who have been drafted. They get hit. They get knocked down a rung. They don't make it to their second contract. They're already another team. We gotta think about how miserable he has to be. He has to be hoping for the season just to go along and just know it's tough to get your next shot. It may not come for years.
You're 100% right, which is why if I'm Mac Jones, the first person I'm calling is Mitch Trubisky. Remember when Mitch Trubisky went to Buffalo and like was like, you ask anyone in Buffalo, he's the greatest backup ever. And somehow the Steelers were suckered into giving him a contract to make him the starter before they drafted Kenny Pickett. I don't know who his PR rep was when he was that year in Buffalo, but that's what Mac Jones needs. Because otherwise, he's in big trouble in terms of getting another starting spot ever again.
Yeah, it's tough, man. What is it? It's not. Kermit the Frog said it ain't easy being green. It's not easy being a quarter. Well, if you fail, even for the quarterbacks, the churn machine is wild. Come on, we got Sam Darnold who just got a $10 million. Contract to play for the Minnesota Vikings. They immediately, and he knows, this ain't his job. They immediately draft the quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, who they're going to be invested in for the next 4 years at minimum. And Sam Darnold is just like, well, how the hell do I do this? Like, they don't want me here. They want him. And it's your back is up against the wall as a QB. I don't even know. There has to be only, what? Seven quarterbacks, eight maybe, maybe more than that, 10 that legitimately have job security, like for real. Patrick Mahomes is going nowhere. Lamar Jackson going nowhere. Herbert going nowhere. We know who's not moving. Josh Allen is not moving the damn place. Everybody else behind them is not everybody, but you get my drift. The majority of the quarterbacks is just, it's a shell game. It really is. And speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, not the greatest of news about Rashee Rice. We all know about the car crash and investigation and the charges. And God only knows if he's going to be, you know, I don't want to say behind bars. We have no idea. But we haven't heard anything from the NFL or the Chiefs about a potential suspension. I guess they want the legal system to go ahead and play out. But James Palmer was on the Agent 89 show, and he gave an inkling as to what might await Rashee Rice when it comes down to his NFL career.
Rashee Rice has got his legal stuff going on. How do you see
him? He's going to be suspended. Yeah, let's just put it out there.
Yeah, I was going to leave it
first
at that.
Second, half the season at least.
Yeah, so Rashee Rice is probably not going to be a part of this offense for a significant amount of time.
Well, damn. A suspension. Half the season. Not too shabby, right? I mean, this is a man who in his rookie season became a key contributor to the Kansas City Chiefs. The man hauled in 938 yards to go along with 7 touchdowns. Sign me up for that as a rookie quarterback. You're playing with Patrick Mahomes. You're moving into your second year. The numbers are going to go up. The money is going to go up. But he made a dumb decision to go out there and decide to ride around in a Lamborghini racing his buddy on a Dallas street on a Sunday afternoon. What a genius he is. I mean, they bring in Xavier Worthy. They also bring in Marquise Brown, also known as Hollywood. And so the Chiefs got some depth. Do I think they're going to miss Rashee Rice? Grand scheme of things are going to matter. They won the championship with Travis Kelce looking a little bit older, a little bit slower. They just draft the fastest guy in the combine at 4'2". That happens to be Xavier Worthy. They're not worried about Travis Kelce. They extended him for the next several seasons with a new contract. Rashee Rice, he messed himself up more than the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be screwed. It's just the facts. The Chiefs just win, 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 win. And Hickey, I don't know if we mentioned this. I think we did. Patrick Mahomes, he was at Monday Night Raw the other day. You see that with Logan Paul?
That's right. You were talking about it.
He's a bad guy in wrestling. He had his Super Bowl rings on. Come on now. Sure. He's just walking around with 3 rings. He gave them the Jake Paul to punch a guy in the face with. Yeah, he's using his Super Bowl rings as weapons.
It's going to leave a mark. Those things are rocks.
Yeah, they're bricks. Probably are replicas. No way in hell he's taking them out the house.
I hope not.
Wow, you don't even know where they're being held at. I'm sure he doesn't know. Maybe he does. Got to bust them out every now and then, I guess. Hey, look, it's Joel Embiid showing up to work. He can walk. New York Knicks, Philadelphia 76ers play in an hour. I'll give you an update on what the hell is going on between the Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks. And then on the other side of the break, speaking of the Sixers, we're going to talk about this ticket situation in Philly because it's looking pretty pathetic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.